The following is intended for mature audiences and may include some foul language. A sense of humor is encouraged, and if you take anything you hear seriously, well, there's something wrong with you.
Coming to you almost live from high atop the murder horn, as we take time from cursing God to his face, this is Beers and Blather. Like the champagne room, we allow no sex. No sex at all. I'm the man with the biggest pants around, Merritt Rolfing.
I'm Don Shepherd. What type of beer do we have this evening there, big pants?
Well, as I reach out across these cascades of fabric around my legs, I look over and I see this, Sweaty Betty. It's a blonde wheat beer by the Boulder Beer Company, Don. An interesting selection. Mm-hmm. Boulder, known for its microbreweries and other such things. They apparently have many award-winning brews, including Buffalo Gold and Mojo. Mm. And Ryzen. That doesn't say Raisin. Anyway. I hope it doesn't say Raisin. I don't want Raisin beer. Anyway, Sweaty Betty. And it's, Tiny pointed this out earlier, it has some sexual undertones on the cover here.
They're advertising the Betty, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're really dropping a
short haired.
I'll say this isn't really all that blonde. It's kind of a strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
Kind of a light brown, an auburn almost.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not a blonde.
I'll be the judge if Sweaty Betty is in fact a blonde.
Pop the top on that Sweaty Betty.
Not the first time you've said it, not the first time I've heard it.
Not the last time, either.
That's too loud. But, let's see here.
Tastes like any Sweaty Betty I've ever had.
Does taste kind of sweaty. I don't know if it's because it's almost room temperature or not. But, it does.
Maybe we're going the right way. Does it say serve at almost lukewarm so as to best accentuate the sweat?
No, I'm looking on the side of the bottle now. One word it says here to describe it, flirtatious.
Oh, they say there's subtle hints of clove and banana, which as we know...
Banana, that's maybe...
The taste of sweat, that's what it is. With salt added, of course.
I taste like the banana. It almost tastes like a little yogurt-y.
That's not sweat that you're drinking, then. Zing.
Oh, banana all day. That's
that is a banana. Wow, that's weird, actually.
It is a wheat beer.
Yeah, so it's thick. It's going to be a heavy one.
Yeah.
We're drinking bread tonight, Donald. Well chosen. We're living like kings. Here on Beers and Blather. Thanks for listening, everyone, by the way.
But, it's not bad.
I'm happy with it so far. I think it'll carry us through to a fine episode of this wonderful show.
Well, Sweaty Betty, more like Sweaty Casey Anthony intro. How do you feel about really good segues, folks?
That's what they call a segue, I believe, in the biz. Yep, so we got that going on. Don, talk us through this case and what brings us to it.
Well, this has been followed by none other than the fine folks over at True TV over there.
Mm-hmm. Really a paragon of virtue when it comes to television.
Some great original programming come across a few times.
It's true.
In fact, I found it to be anything but true.
It's true-ish.
But no, this is as true as it comes. This is... that little girl, Kaylee Anthony, who was missing.
As we all know, because they kept on talking about it, even though it's unimportant. Sorry.
But back in 2008 or whatever.
2006 or 2008 maybe?
I think she got found in 2008.
Okay, yeah. So I think it was a couple days earlier.
So
it was just a skull, so it had to be a while.
Yeah, it was a while. It was definitely a
while. Anyway, they say what, her mother murdered this poor dear?
Her mother, and, Casey Anthony.
Yes, and it was all Nancy Grace's fault. This is popular. As we know.
But they're saying that she did it, and then, you know, the kid went missing for the longest time, so there's this huge, you know, hoopla, like, let's find Kaylee, blah, blah, blah,
search findings. I believe there was a Where's Kaylee campaign or
something like that.
Some bullshit like that.
You know, so, which I participated in heavily.
Oh, of course, I care about.
Volunteered all my available time, you know,
et cetera.
Which is why it's so personal to me.
Yeah, the case. No, I understand. It's a place in your heart. You love little girls. Yeah. So.
But yeah, you know, she went missing for the longest time, and then it comes out, you know, all the evidence points to the mother, in fact, killing her, knowing the whole time, as all this, as I said before, hoopla was going on.
It was really a media circus.
A general hoopla of shit.
I've read there was protesting outside of Casey Anthony's house for a time.
Yep.
And I'm still baffled as to...
I was involved with that as well.
What was being protested? It was a little curious.
We camped out for about a week.
Okay.
Ate bologna sandwiches and protested Casey Anthony.
You know? Oh, I'm all right. I'm against her, I suppose.
Yeah, you know.
It's always good to take a stand against a human being.
You know, it's always good to take a stand against anything. I was just in the area, you know.
Yeah. So, something to do. So, what brings us to this, of course, is one of our favorite things to talk about. Because, you know, we're guys or whatever. All these pictures kept on coming out, right?
That was the thing. She went missing, as she's accused of killing her daughter and then going out and partying. And there's pictures of her out partying. There's pictures of her on the stripper pole. There's pictures of her with drinks, doing duck faces.
Bella Vita, I believe.
She went out and got a tattoo that said Bella Vita on her back.
That's right, I remember that. Yeah.
You know, if you believe that she did it, you know, she went out and got the tattoo.
Well, keep in mind, folks, she's 25.
Something like that.
So, you know.
So.
Theoretically bangable.
Right. Well, that's what we're saying here. Is Casey Anthony hot or not? You know.
And I got to tell you, I've seen a couple pictures of these case, what do you call? I think CNN must be, like, dressing her now just to make it look better. She's looking good.
But I'm saying, I definitely think she's guilty. You know.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
So you got to go with the fact that she's a psycho.
Okay.
Which is a little hot.
You know, she just wanted to live her good life, her Bella Vita,
if you will. I think it was a beautiful life. Yes,
beautiful life.
Mm.
I was pointing this out Casey to you
Anthony
yesterday.
Or Kaylee Anthony was getting in the way of Casey Anthony's Bella Vita.
Saying, kids, as the old saying goes, kids are a bummer.
Mm.
I believe is the old adage about children.
Mm.
But I mean, Italians love their prime minister because he lives a Bella Vita, is how he refers to it. Repeatedly being caught, you know, with 15-year-old girls, and being in massive drunken orgies. It's a lifestyle we all want. Maybe the media is jealous of Casey Anthony.
Because of her good looks.
Mainly because of those hot good looks. Sweet cans.
I saw a picture of her puking into a toilet. Like there's a picture of her from the back, like arms wrapped around a toilet.
There's a reason she got the tattoo, Bella Vita,
I also saw she does have a tramp stamp. She has this. Bella Vita isn't her only tattoo.
Do tell.
She has I couldn't quite get like a detail on it, but it was very small, and maybe you know it could have been a butterfly, a rose. You know, maybe, you know, her fucking grandmother's initials. I don't know.
That would be sweet, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What was her grandmother's name?
I don't know.
Something Wikipedia told me.
Cindy,
that's what it was. Cynthia. Full name Cynthia.
Yeah.
Well, that was easy. I don't know. I'm saying, before, she was all right looking, but she had to look like a harried mom, you know? It's like there was always, as if there were a kid around her all the time. But
if you're following the trial as closely as I am, you're only seeing her in that prison jumpsuit type of
really?
Thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
You like that sort of thing?
Well, you know. Yes. I'd visit her in prison many times.
She's definitely prison hot. You know what I mean?
Without a doubt.
Shit, I mean.
I heard someone talk, I believe it was a rival program, talking about how she was going to be fresh meat when she went to prison or something like
right?
that. Yeah. Because you got to think of the women in a women's prison. They're mostly very manly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm terrified of them. I don't know.
Have you ever seen it go the other way around where there's dudes in the guy's prison that are mad fruity? Just like that, just like our girls, they'll just be like,
yeah. And I watched Prison Break. Yeah, I saw that.
Shit is ridiculous, man.
What? I'll just be a bitch to everyone. Why you gotta be?
They should just like put. Whatever.
Well, staying with the idea of horrifying things that happen to people that also result in someone being hot to be found out. I think hot anyway. That congresswoman that was shot in the face by that insane guy down in Arizona is getting out of...
Miss Giffords?
Gabby Giffords, whose husband is an astronaut, by the way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Good for her, huh?
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. You got a congresswoman with a bullet in her head.
That's what I'm saying. But
I don't know. What do you think? I mean, before, I don't think there was even an argument. I don't like the fact that she was in government, so she was that whole powerful woman thing, which is kind of sexy in its own way. Mm. I mean, that's one of the reasons Michelle Obama's hot. But also... but or Sarah Palin, if you will, whatever.
Sarah Palin.
Whatever may tickle your fancy.
Well,
I lost my train of thought. all right, yeah. Here we are.
I think...
she was without a doubt, you know... the hottest person in all of Congress.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll definitely
pre being shot in the face.
Right.
But I think afterward, you know, now even so.
She's got a little sympathy out of you.
She's got this she's a short haircut. It's not like her face is fucked up or nothing.
But just her head. But if,
well, you know.
But you think you're almost making like a long term investment, like she's gonna make a real good recovery.
I think so, because she's driven, you know what? She had this thing happen to her that wasn't
plus,
just
like
about...
everyone knows the story. Like, she's not going to half-ass it. You know what I mean? Like, because then she'd
that's be... one of the downsides, yes, to
you know
being
what I mean?
An
like,
uplifting story.
Yeah, she has to be the uplifting story.
You always have to follow through.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always try to achieve as little as possible and try not to overcome odds in my life.
That's why you're so smart.
Well, there you go. I
figured this out years ago.
It really makes things much more streamlined, I think is a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. Sweaty Betty's... No, but I keep tasting... Now, as soon as you said banana...
It's banana. Oh, banana and clothes, man. It's actually not that bad. And I got this sexy blue-eyed blonde staring me in the eye. Even though it's only half her face, which I think is really kind
of
weird about
it. It's an odd animation of
that. Yeah. It's very... You know, it's very anime in the Japanese sense.
A little bit. The eyes are a little bit wider. Mm. But,
Oh, it is. You're right. Why do they use so many just one word and a period? Come on.
What are you talking about?
If you read the
book, yeah.
Irresistible.
Period. Flirtatious. Period. Aromatic.
Dude,
period.
Oh, soft, supple, unavoidable.
Oh my
smooth,
God! There's so many of them.
Firm, rare, succulent, luscious. Really? Curvaceous? No. Oh. Wheat. Oh.
Mary, this may be the gayest beer I've ever had.
Wow, this is. Sweaty Betty Blonde, the only wheat bold enough to take a trip through the looking glass. Don't be the one that gets away. Don't let her be the one that gets away.
Oh, my God. It is the gayest beer on the planet.
Because what are bananas shaped like, huh?
Boomerangs and all Australians are gay.
We've broken the code. We figured you out in Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just about out of this Sweaty Betty.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, or she's doing pretty good.
She's doing me pretty good. Gay bitch.
All right, well, we're coming back at you with, you know, some things.
Yeah, we'll be back. We got things going on, beer too, where we are much more focused. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Banana, beers and leather, episode 6 is going real smoothly.
And welcome back to the second part of here, Beers and Blather here. We're getting into our
good
second Sweaty Betty here.
I'm a pop-up.
And I have to tell you, I'm sweating like a hound over here.
I can't think of one innuendo right now. Damn it! Oh, well.
I can think of, there's far too many.
Something, something, sex, Sweaty Betty, something, something, beer.
I'll make her sweaty.
Just put all the words in there later in post, and it'll sound great.
We'll fix it in post.
Like, thank God for post. One day I'll learn what post is and why it helps so much. And then we'll actually be able to say that.
Well, for those of you that don't know, Merritt here, you are a Heat fan.
I am a Heat fan for 6 years now, something like that. I don't know. Dwayne Wade, that's all.
So, Wade County.
Wade County, bitch. You know, they actually changed. Remember they changed it when they were like worried about him going away in free agency? They changed it to Wade County briefly. And that's Boss, because he's the man. Hey, man, Pat Riley, just kings among men.
So how much did it break your heart to see... Old Dirk Nowitzki take
you
down.
You know, I gotta tell you, I kind of like Dirk Nowitzki because he's just a gangly ass white dude.
You gotta like it.
I gotta have love for him. Plus, you know, he robbed him in 06, so I can't really right. be that bad. It was a karmatic adjustment. Things happen.
Just all too perfect payback, right? You know, on the opposite.
To kill him like that. In six games, yeah, too.
You know.
It wasn't even painful so much as confusing, because I was watching the game, and no one wanted to take the shot, and they kept on passing. I remember I was at Shadrack's, the fine eatery and establishment of drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Talking very loudly.
Being boisterous.
Someone shoot! What? These ball hogs? I couldn't figure out. They're ball hogs. They're ball stoppers. They're, you know, all these guys. Bosch, Wade, and LeBron spent mm-hmm. years doing that. And
mm-hmm.
they're all passing. I think Chris Bosch wanted the ball, and no one would pass it to him.
Yeah, well.
And it was heartbreaking. A little. I was like.
Man, Bosch wasn't Bosch, you know.
He was shooting like 60% in the finals. Like, he was having a pretty damn good finals.
I hate to say it, but, you know, I think it finally got to him. You know, he stepped it up to another level.
He's like, fuck this. They're all calling me Bostrich.
I think, you want to know what it was? I think he heard Beers and Blather.
You know what, dogging him.
He heard his dogging him.
Because, you know what? Maybe he heard us. He was like, you know what? You know, what if they fucking try and punk me when I'm top of the world? I gotta fuck it all, you know? Because you got to surpass, the only way to surpass that is with your play, like how Kobe Bryant got out of that rape that time.
And then dropped 80.
Yeah, it dropped 81. What's that, rape chart? Done. Oh. It's gone now, right? Yeah. So, no, it was a raw defeat.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm no Heat fan, but, you know, it is, you know, it's not like you're losing to fucking, you know, some it's at least something you got respect
exactly.
for, I guess you could say.
And, you know, I don't expect 9 championships. I expect 3. Is that so? I mean, that's just my expectation at this point.
Okay.
Not a peat. Maybe a 2-peat. They're kind of using the term 2-peat in basketball these days.
It's a repeat? You mean a repeat?
Would that be a repeat? It's like, No. It's a 2-peat. 1-peat. Only 1-1. 1-peat. So, you know, the Mavericks are on their 1-peat right now. But
I have to say, I'm pumped that the Mavs won. If you recall from a previous episode, I believed Atlanta and Dallas were gonna do it. Mm-hmm. I was obviously wrong about
Atlanta.
You
know, I was kind of on that bandwagon because I bet Atlanta was playing like bosses mm-hmm. and Josh mm-hmm. Smith just went insane for a day.
Josh Smith and Wesson,
as they call him,
as I call him anyway.
Mr. Incognito when I call Johnson,
him,
you know,
I call him on the phone.
Yeah,
that's what
you
I call
guys
him.
Chat. I know.
So
sometimes you call him Wesson.
Yeah, and I took. Them against Dallas, and I had Dallas winning it, so I guess, you know, I'm half right.
Yeah, that's comfortable. I said the Heat were going to win it, so I was completely wrong, but I got half the teams right.
Sure.
I don't remember who I picked to go to the Grizzlies.
I think you did. No, I think you did pick the fucking Mavs, like the 06.
That's right. I was like 06. That's right. 06 restart. That was a filthy series, and I can't believe. But you know what?
But I'm pumped to see my boy Jason Terry Long Sox,
you know,
finally.
He's become literally a mythological creature at this point.
No, he
I mean, he was before.
No, and now he's like a household name, you know
life,
what I mean?
His life is that of a Tolkien-esque myth at this point. The tattoo, he was marked for...
The tattoo...
He was marked...
He called... Yeah,
in October.
He's the chosen one.
He was the chosen one.
He was like, I'm so confident I got this tattoo... And if we don't win it, I'll get it fucking lasered off.
He had a rich-ass guy, a.k.a. a prince or a lord, as would happen in the olden times, tell him what to do.
Okay.
He had a giant
friend.
He had an ancient man.
You're putting
Jason
it together.
Kidd.
An ancient elfish man like Yoda. Or
something. Exactly. He had the giant.
Jason Kidd as Yoda.
Paige Stoyakovich, the comic relief, or J.J. Barea, the Hobbit-esque little
what's his
guy
name?
Boy, you know?
Tyson Chandler, the robot.
Exactly. The story of the Dallas Mavericks is that of it's on par. The things they went through. The
where
fact that
he,
when he was at his worst, his friends rose to help him.
Where are you, George Lucas or Peter Jackson?
Yeah, come on. This is a story that needs telling.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm psyched that Jason Terry, you know, and he did it. Game I was drawn to his long socks.
Mm-hmm.
Every game.
The first thing I was drawn to, they'd cut to him in the first 5 minutes, still on the bench.
Still on the bench.
Still in his warm-ups.
Just,
he's
still,
like chilling.
Still, he's just cooling out.
Looking around.
They could be down by 9
yeah.
or they could be up, but
just
whatever. You know, just you could tell he's just mentally getting ready for the situation that he's going to have to go
and
into.
You know what he did? In game 6 especially, Dirk was 1 for 12 in the first half. He comes in. bags 19 points. He's
just,
like,
but and he doesn't. He doesn't take his time getting to work either. No. He gets in there, boom, give me the ball.
Three buckets. Drives the lane. Weird ass jumper.
Weird ass layup.
He tossed one on the sideways.
But and another thing that was great. This is actually an event that I was invited to. I couldn't make it that night. I was busy. But after the Mavericks won, they went and partied at whatever club, like the biggest club in Miami.
I heard about that. I was actually down the road. He was having a quiet little thing.
Right.
You know,
a quiet little thing. You know, wine tasting.
I want to keep it a little low key. You know him.
Yeah.
Carter was there.
But yeah, we saw the pictures. You know, it's like Dirk Nowitzki in nerd glasses. You know, just absolutely hammered.
Dude, visibly smashed. And this is a German. He's a giant German hammered,
which is very dangerous.
That's difficult.
And he's like giving daps to Lil Wayne, which is like the shortest black, like little like chubby, just a little elfish like man.
Dude, that was a modern once again connections to a Tolkien-esque thing at the end of any of those movies. There was always a huge celebration.
Right.
In the shiniest of spots. And what's the biggest beacon of good times? Miami. And they're just throwing down with
He was double. The bottle of, what was it, champagne?
Yeah, $90,000.
It stood like 3.5 feet tall. He's drinking it with two hands just by himself. Not even like passing it around. He's like, fuck off.
I've been pounding this. I was thirsty.
Why wouldn't you?
Long series. Long series.
God.
You can't be proud. You know, and I like that I hope that either. You know, I'm glad Wade and none of them showed up because.
Imagine how fucking dumb that would be.
That'd be uncomfortable.
Imagine if they were outside beefing. Like, we'll pay you 2-on-2 right now. Come outside, Nowitzki and Terry. Like, we've settled this in the streets. Like, they were doing it all like.
Fucking Rocky
like Bronx Tale or something. Like,
all wearing leather jackets. Yeah. With just the heat.
This is our hood. Come outside. We play in the streets. They got like an old Rambler lighting up a shitty basketball court with a chain net.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful, you know, shadows playing out on the wall and whatnot. Oh, man.
Missy's just like, shaking. Fuck you. He's like, fuck He's you. Like,
just holding me the trophy. No.
Mark Cuban just takes a dump on him.
Yo, I saw a great picture, actually. Someone took of Mark Cuban taking a piss right after he's holding the trophy next to the urinal. People listening can't see me, but like just like this. Just here's a trophy. Just taking a piss. Camera's like where you
like,
are.
That's terrific. Like
yes.
Like that's what you gotta love about Mark Cuban. Yeah. You know, he's just like, dude, I don't give a shit. I just won the fucking thing.
I watched his press conference after the best was Rick Carlisle. It was obvious he got he drank a bunch of booze and then went out to go do the thing.
I didn't see it.
He got visibly drunker as like it went on. Like, it was
like just taking effect.
Like he was just like. Like you're leaning forward, and he started rambling. He's like, "I just want to say that it's really people aren't even paying attention to how we're such a classic team." "I gotta go." I just walked away, and then Mark Cuban was just visibly red faced and just smashed.
Good.
Hold the trophy.
But you know what? That's what I feel like the San Francisco Giants, when they won the World Series, they seemed like they were just ready to party. Like, you know, Brian Wilson, they went, "What do you want to do right now?" And he goes, "I want to rage right now." Like, right into the camera. Like, that's,
what's his name? When Kevin Garnett gave that horrifyingly greatest speech of all time.
Anything is possible!
That was like an illumination of demons more than anything, but like to watch like Kobe win it again, you're cool, whatever, you know. The first time champions are always the most fun to watch.
Like
Mark Cuban. Oh. I said to my dad, he's the ultimate sportsman owner, guys who buy a team just because they want to own a team.
Mm-hmm.
Except that he was successful. That never happens, I guess, except for the Yankees. But you know, it's like boring to watch the Yankees win one. But like you said, it was cool to I'd say it'd be cool to watch the Texas Rangers win, but they couldn't spray champagne. They had to spray.
Oh, ginger ale.
Fucking buzzkill, Josh. Coolest player in baseball. Biggest buzzkill around.
Yeah.
We are getting off topic, though.
But so I'm kind of sad to see the NBA season come to an end.
I believe I commented on this earlier. It's not so much the season as the postseason, because we all just watch the NBA for the postseason. Because it is intense. Stepping up.
I mean, I watched the entire season, but like you said, you know, it's almost like background, blather, you will.
Yeah, it's like,
you know?
That's cool. Yeah, it's on. You know, hey, you want to watch the game? It's on.
Put it on.
It's on until 1 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. you That's know, cool. put it on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the playoffs are, you know, defense is actually played.
Yeah, people are, exactly.
People get,
I mean, that's actually, that runs in line with the thought I had. Just overall, I wonder how it'll be fixed going into next season.
Mm.
The Chicago Bulls were the number one seed. I had this thought half during the, who did they play, the Pacers? In the first round? They played the Pacers in the first round.
Wasn't that the first round? Yeah,
and I was worried because, you know, they were a great team all through the regular season. They didn't seem to step it up in the postseason.
Right.
And I wonder if that's just because their team's still so young and still coming together. But because, like, if you'll remember, they played still pretty well, but it's still just give the ball to Derek.
Yeah.
And here, Derek. Oh, Derek.
Can you do it again for
Derek,
us?
Derek, come on, 45 real quick. Carlos Boozer's a pile of garbage. That's just one of my thoughts going forward in the next season. Them, I think the Heat are going to be dominant is another thought.
Yeah, I think the Heat are going to... Or, you know.
It took them 6 months. Like, I watched the team all season. I watched 50 games.
Mm-hmm.
50 to 60 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just various illegal feeds on the internet and whatnot.
Right.
I think it took them 6 months to become a team. And when, and they'll likely have good players next year who aren't injured all year, which would be nice.
Yeah, I think they're going to come back hungry for sure.
Either LeBron is broken. That's a question we didn't address about the whole finals also. Is LeBron broken?
I mean,
I don't know if you can break.
I really don't think so. I mean, I don't think it's going to really affect his game, but you know, it just drives him nuts. I mean, mentally he may be, you know, all shook up, but I don't know. I really don't think that's going to, if anything, it's going to make him, you know, play that much harder.
I hope so. But you know, he's such a gifted person in every way. He's always been number one.
Right.
That's why he's failed so many times now, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's what he needs, and he'll hit 29, and all of a sudden he'll see the light at the end of the tunnel. Because all these guys, you know, the young guys, you know, you'd think, they're like, oh, well, whatever, I'll have all these chances to play for finals.
Right.
But a lot of guys don't even get to the finals until they're like 29th. Look at Kevin Garnett, for instance, Ray Allen.
God.
You know, Paul Pierce. Mm. Maybe it takes a while. He'll see, oh shit, I got to get off my ass and learn some post moves. And LeBron will all of a sudden become the player we all want him to be. Or he'll be Shaquille O'Neal and coach purely on physical talent and then get fat in 5 years and become...
Be funny.
Yeah, become King Cheeseburger or whatever.
I could see Shaq just be like, I'm the King Cheeseburger. Like wearing a cheeseburger hat with like a shitty robe. Like with like a green screen animation behind him of like it looked like Mario Land.
Yeah. And that's what LeBron will be in 5 years.
I guess I like Shaq. You can't not like Shaq. You know, sometimes I'm just like, all right, give it a rest, Shaq. Like, yeah. You know,
but it's who he is.
But yeah, it is kind of
funny. You are big and boisterous.
I always liked when fucking he was on Jackass and he got on the back of Wee Man. You ever see that? Wee Man was like holding him up.
All right, like, giving him a brick. Damn. Yeah.
Which is why I'm scared of that midget revolution.
Oh, my God.
But who's your favorite for next season?
Well, obviously the Heat. I think they're gonna come back hungrier, and you know, I think they have. Someone's gotta fucking step up and slap someone else with their dick. Basically, that's what has to happen between now, and not even really October, as now and next April or May. Mm. Someone has to eventually step up and make it their team. I hope it would be Dwayne, but he's getting old. He's gonna be 30 in next year.
Is that?
Somebody. He's like 29. God, the other two are 26 and 27.
Mm.
So.
Which is young, you know?
It is. It's hella young. They're just entering their quote-unquote prime.
Right. If we go off the Jordan.
Jordan. Yeah, we always ride the Jordan. Nah, whatever. I don't know. Them and then, I don't know. As for the West Coast, I don't even know. I hear water for some reason, though. Maybe. Well, that's legitimately fucked up. Maybe there actually is water flowing in this room. We're speaking of that. All right, anyway. Our listeners are thinking we're going insane right now. I'm hearing water. Why am I covered in spiders?
Maybe it's all that peyote.
Oh, my God. I shouldn't have done this big pile of methamphetamines.
No, yes, you should have. Don't ever tell yourself that, man.
Gave it to him. He said, I don't need this anymore. And I said, I'll take it. It looked nice. Shiny. In a dull, horrible sort of way, you know. Right. Who do you like next year? I mean, you can't not like the Heat, obviously, but you know, teams like the Celtics, they're fading.
Mm.
I don't know.
You know, it seems like the Celtics are fading. The Knicks are, you know, rising, or you'd like to think they were rising.
I think they're going to stall and be that miserable New York team they always are. See, winning 50 and 60.
I think Amari is just a beast. Like, you know.
I think he got his team stolen from him this year. That's the worst thing I think happened about this season. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know who I like. If you want to hear me, who I like. I mean, obviously the Heat.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell is going to happen. Are the Lakers going to trade for douchebag McGillicuddy and win a goddamn title again?
See, that's what I mean. Who do you see coming out? Who do you see coming out of the West? Like,
The Thunder. Oh, that's right. They're good. The Thunder. They're good. Oh yeah.
But I don't know.
They're still so lit.
It really is a toss-up.
Got that frog-faced weirdo, and they got
old crater face.
Yeah, old crater face, and they got squint eyes, and they got the Durantula, and the
I don't know.
The Congo block.
It doesn't matter anyway, because there's gonna be a lockout.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's gonna be no season.
Lockouts, just in general, are just I forgot how much this bothered me. But
it's incredibly frustrating for the fan. You know what I mean?
The thing I hate thinking about the most in all of sports is the business aspect of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's things I have to accept as an Indians fan. They're going to trade away all my favorite players.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually they're going to get too good and not be able to afford them.
Baseball especially, the money is just ridiculous.
Football, you know, things just happen. You know, Nnamdi Asamoah, I'm a Raiders fan, and he's just really too good. And they overpaid him as it is. They'd have to pay him $60 million for 2 years.
Right.
No cornerback is worth that, not even the best.
And when you, like, that's the thing. Like, I don't even really like to think about the money aspect of it because it's incredibly frustrating.
It becomes depressing because then you think, because strike is one thing. I'll be pissed off about a strike because, I'm sorry, you guys play a game for...
Yeah.
Like, I'm just a little bothered by that, but
I understand it's a lot of work, but you know what isn't a lot of work? Yeah. Anyone who works, it's a lot of fucking work.
But for an owner, they own the team. The lockout is the owner causing it. So
right.
What the fuck are you doing? Oh, I'm only making $1.4 billion this year. Or whatever. I don't know. I've always been of the opinion you don't buy a sports team to make money. You buy a sports team first. Because I own a goddamn sports team.
Right, yeah. Yeah. No, I've always said if I come in, like, you know, always joke around with the buddies, fucking buy the fucking Pittsburgh Pirates if I ever win the lotto,
just
you know?
Chill,
hit for a couple hundred mil and I'm buying the fucking Pittsburgh Pirates.
$250 million, just chill.
I'm buying the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah. Because what do you do? I own the, you know, you have to sell all your assets because you're broke. I'm going to go live in the fucking stadium.
And then that becomes your job, you know what I mean?
Like, I run a goddamn baseball team.
Yeah, yeah.
Exhausting.
Start fucking doing work, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Start winning games. Or losing, just, you know, just battling, you know? Just getting in there.
Putting your best foot forward at all times, essentially. Not like they have been doing lately. But and lockouts just bother me because... It seems like money grubbing for a bunch of already because you're already rich. You don't spend all your money on a baseball team. You know, you buy it because you're already worth $1 billion, so you'll spend a fifth of that to own a very valuable thing.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, they just see it as an asset.
Guy who would just put money into the Mets.
Yeah, whatever his name.
It's not like he was worth $200 million. He's worth $1 billion. He just spent a fifth of that on a thing that's going to be worth $1 billion. I understand there's reasons behind it, and it bothers me. But we're out of beer, so I can't talk about it anymore.
That noise means I'm out of Sweaty Betty.
Oh, man.
Betty,
I love to be in Sweaty Betty. Boom. I got one. All right.
you think they try to lure you in with the vague sexual innuendos in the...
I would bang a woman with those eyes and that hair.
See, you're by your second Sweaty Betty, you start looking at... you start sizing her up. Yeah, I bang Sweaty Betty.
You stop to think, why is Betty so sweaty?
Have you thought about why her eyes are so low on her head? She's like 80% forehead, 20% below the eyes. Yeah. Okay, you think she's a large one. Okay.
I'm saying you don't have that kind of hair unless you are a certain body type. I've been on enough internet dating sites. There's a certain way certain people take pictures. Highlight only their best features.
Okay, shooting from the top, saying.
If you take an angle that reveals the least and shows off the most, if you know what it. And I think that's what we're getting out of Sweaty Betty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Fat chicks need love, too. We'll be back in a few minutes. Beers and Blather Part 2. Don's getting infatuated with that.
Well, I think think Sweaty Betty is a big fat whore. Beers and fucking blather. Well, well, and well, and well, 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 we're here back with Sweaty Betty, beers and blather. Getting sweaty with my homegirl Betty.
And we're back, part three of Beers and Blather, week, whatever the hell, six this is.
Six.
Oh, it's a day of Satan, that's right, hence all the apocalypse. That's not a word, apocalypse. I'm Merritt Rolfing, Don Shepherd is with me. We are sipping upon Sweaty Betty. And Don, I tell you, we've reached probably the greatest thing we've ever come up with for a show idea. Really unprecedented, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, granted, people do it all the time, but still, the grab bag, we're here. Follow us on at Filthy Grab Bag on Twitter, or just ask us questions on Facebook if you want to have your questions answered. Before we go any further, it is Tupac's birthday.
Happy birthday, Tupac.
Tupac Shakur, greatest rapper of all time.
Thug Life.
Thug Life Forever, Thug's Mansion, Life Goes On, Changes are some of the songs he's done.
I'm sure Tupac and Sweaty Betty would get along.
I think he's had more than his fair share of Sweaty Betty's, if you know what I mean. Hip-hop artists are known to be promiscuous.
Or sweaty shenanigans.
Yes. Shaniquas, etc.
Shaniquas.
Which could be, a pan.
Sweaty Shondas.
Anyway, moving on. All right, so anyway, first question, which Don earlier responded to. This one from, what's his name? Peter in, what
does that say? Pensacola, Florida.
Pensacola, Florida.
Well, Peter wanted to know.
He might be a pilot. They got an air base down there.
Sure, they do.
Pensacola.
He wanted to know.
He's the alliteration.
What is the proper wrong phone number etiquette? Mm. Now, what I'm understanding this as to be is when you receive.
Yeah.
And I guess his question would be both ways, but what I was thinking is when
he framed it. It seems. He was the one receiving the call. So,
right,
we'll roll that way, and then we could address it either way. Okay, so anyway.
So, you receive a phone call. You know, hello, is Janet there? Oh, no, I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
Yeah.
Boom. You know, sometimes that's the end of the conversation.
Now, I think it even begins at, hello, is Janet there? You know, after that, I figured out, I think you have a couple choices.
Okay.
So you can help them. You can just hang up on them. You can cuss at them. Or you can pretend to be the person they're calling, which is the most fun one to do.
I see, a lot of times I get the call. Like, I see a call from a number I don't know. Hello? And sometimes I immediately just be like, oh, sorry, I have the wrong number. And they almost do all the work for you.
Yeah,
boom,
click,
hang up,
yeah,
see
yeah.
it. You know. And then sometimes... You know, you get that question, well, is Susie there?
Mm-hmm.
I believe you have the wrong number. Boom. You know, that ends it. You know, sometimes it goes one step farther. And then sometimes it goes like, you almost...
There's actual exchange, if you will.
Yeah, no, I've found myself in situations where it's gotten pretty heated between me, like almost as if she didn't believe me that I like almost like she was looking for she was a bail bonds woman and she was looking for
somebody friend that she was looking for. It pulled
She didn't believe. She's like, she's hanging out with Don. I know she is. He calls me up. I'm just like, no, Janet. I don't know what you're talking about. Wrong number. She's like, bullshit.
Janet.
She's like, you're with Janet. I can hear her. I'm like, come on.
See, now I had a call the other day. I remember it very clearly. It was a little insulting. Well, I'm just weird. I picked up the phone. Hello? Who's this?
Immediately gets you into you want to fight back. Like,
yeah.
Wait, who the fuck is
well,
this?
Honestly, no, honestly, I just answered, this is Merritt. Who's this? I was in a good mood. He was like, oh, I don't know. I must have the wrong number. Like, it's cool, man. Don't worry about it. Beep.
This is your worst nightmare.
I was like, what the fuck you think? I should have given him a, who the fuck you think this is? Or as you said, your worst nightmare, motherfucker. Thanks for calling. I'm coming for you.
Sometimes it's, I always think it's fun to just play games. Like you said, with pretend to be the person. I think any random game.
Oh, yeah, one second.
I always like to ask the person, you know, if this is if it makes it past the stages of whatever. Just drop it. What are you wearing? What? No, just what do you got on you?
What do you
I'm gonna go. And then usually they would hang up. You know, what do you do when you call the wrong number though?
Well, obviously you feel embarrassed.
This only happens maybe once every 10 years for me because I'm a terrific caller.
I'm a phone call.
I have a calling percentage of, you know, like 99.97.
Man, the only reason I ever make a bad phone call, wrong number, is because I was given the wrong number. All
right? That's right.
That's the only way, because I'm 100% batter right now. Whatever, 1,000 batter.
You're batting 1,000 right now?
I'm batting 1,000 here when it comes to phone calls and wrong numbers. I've never gotten, hello! You know, a horrified old woman.
Is John there?
Hey, it is John. I do answer, what's the other things? Telemarketers in hilarious ways. Hello, is David there? Yeah, hold on. That's my brother or dad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold on a minute. I'll just put the phone down and walk away.
Just waste their time.
Yeah, I'll go and make a sandwich and come back and just go, hello? He's not here. If they're still there. They have still been there.
Just fart into the phone and hang up.
That's actually a good idea. I'm going to use that one next time.
Yeah.
So.
But see, like when I call the wrong number, you know, and someone's just like, oh, wrong number. You know, because sometimes you call the wrong number and you misdial the number.
Yeah,
and then sometimes you look back and you got the right number. But I mean, you know, first time I dial the wrong number, I automatically, you know, put the blame on myself. I'm just like, all right, sorry, boom, hang up the phone. Calling back, sometimes you end up calling that same person, or sometimes, you know, you make the correct call.
Yeah.
But, you know, the nerve of some people to immediately put the blame on me. I'm just answering my phone, lady.
What are you doing answering your phone? Oh, you called me, bitch. I really should have answered that guy. Who's this?
Yeah. No, you should. Who the fuck? Wait, who the fuck is this, bro?
Hey, wait a minute. You called me. Cocksucker. What's the point of those? I have gotten that. Hey, we called me. Who's this? Never mind. Click. Oh, haunting. Well, those are the worst ones.
I have to say, Pete.
Pete, I hope he helped you out here.
You must rule the phone call with an iron dick.
Yeah, you just got to flex that king dick of yours and jam it through the old earpiece. Oh, yeah, because then it would go in their mouth. Yeah, so yeah, the earpiece.
Makes sense.
Or you could fuck them in the ear, whatever. Your mouth is going to go their way, though. That's correct. Anyway.
Makes sense.
There you go. All right, next question. Don, what do we got?
I got this question from... I got it from our filthy grab bag,
Twitter thing.
But old Jamie out there in Pennsylvania wants to know.
Jamestown, Pennsylvania?
Maybe. Maybe it's. Well, Jamie is really a name. You don't know if it's a guy or a girl, so it could be his.
Oh, man. Now I'm unsettled.
So he or she, it wants to know. If I were to kill Punxsutawney Phil,
oh, they're in Pennsylvania.
Would it disturb the weather? Do you think and throw the whole world into a gyroscopic turmoil,
hellstorm sort of thing?
Hellspun, you know, hell freezes over.
Jamie, this is a question for the ages.
What I get is if she or he were to kill Punxsutawney Phil,
the great prognosticating, what's that?
Groundhog.
Chipmunk. Yeah. Groundhog.
Marmot.
Yes. Marmot.
Would it affect the fate of mankind? And I took that as, you know, would the polar ice caps be melting? You know, would you change the weather that much that something, you know, we're going to see, you know, giant floods?
Because it's obvious he has control over the weather.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's an arguable point here.
I think he's right every single year.
I think he's never been wrong.
No, I'm pretty sure that's why there's a day after him.
Yeah, there's always either 6 weeks of winter or only a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is great.
Yeah, no, and talk about batting 1,000. I think Punxsutawney Phil's batting like 2,000.
I don't think they have batting averages for him anymore. Because
I think
I believe it's called a guarantee. It's Italian. Or French.
It sounded French.
I believe I said it in a French accent.
It sounded real French.
It must be French. So, I would say yes. I would honestly say that. I think killing Punxsutawney Phil, I think one that would tear... Because I think that he's not just some chipmunk or whatever. Warthog, as you said. What is he?
I'm relating him to like a ferret.
Yeah,
you know?
No, he's bigger than that. He's like a.
But I'm saying same like family
of
animals.
I think he's a woodchuck.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, I think he's more just an extension of a greater transdimensional being. Perhaps it's telling us the future.
He comes from the ground. Do you think he's more in tune with the you know, the vibrations down there.
No, maybe. I think he comes from another dimension altogether. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and mice. For any of those readers out there.
Right.
But I was thinking killing him, you might risk tearing a hole in space-time, which is often a risk.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you do avoid, what with black holes, wormholes, etc., and trans space being very fragile. Other than that, I think a general help, and it would, of course, rend Earth in two, and in fact split our dimension.
That's what I'm saying.
So this is one worry you have to have in killing.
But how much fun would you get?
In slaying? Oh, that stupid goddamn... Oh. A lot.
And that's half of the reason is he's always right. Every year, I'm like, Punxsutawney Phil's fucking wrong, bro. I know he is. I know he's going to get punked this year. He's going to get punked.
Punxsutawney Phil.
He's never coming out again after this year. Get a good look at Punxsutawney Phil. It's the last time you're going to see his clown.
Back in your hole, you're punk, and he's right.
He's fucking right.
Those guys in the top hats announce what he says.
So I would love to kill Punxsutawney Phil. And quite frankly, I don't know if I really give a fuck what happens.
I think it would free us from the binds of A, the weather gods, and B, some sort of transdimensional being whose dick is the shape of a woodchuck.
You think that's the giant picture of it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just the dick flexing its muscle.
It's poking through.
It's got its own day in our calendar.
The dimensions. If this was a dimensional wall, I'm holding my fingers for all those not watching, and this is his dick, it's like, there's Punxsutawney Phil. The rest of it's out of here.
Okay.
And he's out, yeah.
So you think he's just like the head of a giant, well,
human dick. Being, yes. Or a thing, creature.
All right.
So I think, yes, I think... Although it did give us Groundhog Day, one of the
What to tell Jamie out there. I don't know.
I would say, you know, what the hell? Give it a whirl.
Yeah, no, I'll watch. Anyway. I'll watch. If you want to do it, I'll watch.
Film it, put it up on YouTube, Ustream, I don't know, something. Some sort of you video, McGillicuddy. Jamie, we are all for it. We say
so nothing. So look out for Jamie next Groundhog Day.
Nothing overly bad. So the clock's on you there, Jamie. All right, next question from Mike in Massantucket and Nantucket. Oh, that's in the Northwest Territories. Got this off the Philly Grab Bag Twitter. I didn't know they had the internet in Northwest Territories, which I believe is Nunavut now. What was that name?
Never been there.
I believe it has something to do with whales. Whales, tongues, and blubber. I read a little Inuit, so.
Okay. Anyway. I believe you.
I believe this, he must be referencing an ancient Inuit tale about a man who did this thing. What if a man accidentally peed out every drop of water in his body? Now, that can happen. We've often had those explosively long pisses.
Mm-hmm.
Women, I'm sorry, would know what we're talking about.
Mostly had in rest stop bathrooms while you're on long road trips.
I've never been in a situation where I'm in a comfortable bathroom that I know and have, you know, enjoyed before taking one of these most epic
hellacious pisses.
You know, your sports stadiums and there's just other guys' dicks hanging right around you. You're just standing there, or
paradise.
As you said, rest stops. Outside of
Burger King's.
Yeah, behind the little fencing around the dumpster behind Burger King, or airplane bathrooms.
Mm.
That was a good one.
Yeah, because then you always got.
I think the pressure difference made it. Anyway, so I think. Wow.
So you're saying,
Mike, that's a great question.
All the piss out of your body in one pit, like you don't even realize.
All the water.
Your skin would dry up as you're pissing. You're just getting drier, and you're feeling like your organs and everything just dry up.
That's the gist I am getting.
Like your whole body would turn to like dried
jerky,
mud look.
I would think. Yeah, jerky. That's what I wrote down. Jerky. would you become human jerky? Would you survive? I guess you need the water to live. Would you blow away in dust or would you still be edible? That's a good question. Because it would be quick.
Mm.
Think about it. It would be so quick. All of a sudden, because you wouldn't be like taking a 10-hour piss. It would be your typical 5-minute piss.
It's just a really big, regular
fucking piss, Don.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'd have to be.
Unless you're real dehydrated as it is.
I don't think you could survive that.
I think it would kill you. Water is very key to living. But what would you look like? Do you think it would become more of like a dust? Or do you think it would become more like a jerky?
I'm thinking jerky. I mean, I think there's too much going on to just go to dust. You know what I mean? I could see the skin turning into like that dried mud, you know, where it's like bricks of you know, mud.
Like real dry ass earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the hottest of days. Yes.
But then, you know, maybe you just like fall down.
You wouldn't. I guess you wouldn't crumble to dust then. Damn.
I think you'd crumble over time. I mean, certainly. I mean, if that's what we're. I think, you know.
I guess you'd need a good salting too, if you wanted to become jerky. Maybe that's the key we're missing here. Maybe you would become dust.
But all jerky is dehydrated beef.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying, would you just become jerky? I mean, I love jerky.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you know what? Yeah, you probably would just become human jerky.
Would it be tasty?
Probably not. I don't know. Probably not.
Mike, we'll get back to you on the tasty thing. I'm trying to address that next show. But so what we were saying, I think you would die, Michael. I think your brain, first of all, would be dried up. That really is key to life. And also the heart and blood. I wonder if it'd be a bloody piss. That's a good question. Anyway. We'll answer all those questions as we move forward, Mike. You've given us some homework. And we hate you for it, because that's why we quit school. Become prostitutes on the side of the road, and also circus performers. Don is a king on the trapeze. They wrote a song about him called...
Mr. Tambourine Man.
I think it was just called Roland by Limp Bizkit.
It was the Roland remix, actually.
Oh, the Urban Assault remix! Yeah, that was about you, that's right.
Yeah, that one was about
really me. Really a classic song.
Yeah.
Right down. What's next on this? We got any more good questions out of the grab bag?
Yeah, this one actually comes to us. This was a private message. I still to this day I don't know who sent this to me. I tried to look into it, couldn't find out. So I don't know.
Or the initial is DJ maybe.
Say something. I'll get back to you on
the
this.
The man who has questions. Interesting. Anyway, where's he from?
New York.
Oh, so that's down the street, really. Interesting. So obviously this affects him, this question, because he is, I'll give it away a little bit, he's a Yankee fan, obviously. He's involved with them.
And this was, this message spoke to the effect that this person has seen Derek Jeter in these Ford Edge commercials. Derek Jeter has an edge. Derek Jeter has an edge.
I believe the first we saw of them was the Super Bowl. I remember very vividly at your old place down in the hood, Oldfield Hood represent. We were watching the Super Bowl and we saw these Jeter commercials of him and then Ford Edge and then him.
Never him inside of a Ford Edge necessarily.
I saw one recently though with him next to one. So anyway, what's the question here? Ford Edge, of course, is a crossover SUV from the Ford company.
Incredibly ugly.
Yeah, but, it's kind of round. That bug.
But do you think that Derek Jeter's teaming up with the Ford Edge is effectively ending his career?
You're saying it's coinciding, or rather, this unknown writer from New York City, I assume, the way he's worded some of these things, reads as if it's New York City. I'm a linguist. Those of you who don't know, I'm highly schooled. Where was I? Does Derek Jeter, being involved with the Ford Edge, it's making his numbers dip so horribly?
I would have to believe, because the Ford Edge is such an abysmal automobile.
It's really a pile of crap, I guess, is a great way
and,
to describe it.
And you know what? It's finally... You know nice Derek Jeter car. Doesn't drive a Ford Edge.
No. You know Derek Jeter doesn't drive himself anywhere, period.
And it might just be the advertising gods, you know, striking down upon Derek Jeter, you know, of all people, just to say, enough. All right? You don't drive a fucking Ford Edge. Stop doing this shit.
You wonder if he gets into cabs, just as a sidebar, a little tangent here. You think if he got into a cab in New York City, he'd have to pay?
I don't think so, but I don't think Derek Jeter would ever get into a cab.
Well, you know, like, let's say he's drunk as fuck. Whatever, just doing it. Remember, we all know he parties. He's just been keeping it a little more low-key and just banging Minka Kelly on the side. But I'm sure he's gotten into a cab in the last, say, 10 years, post him becoming a god. Right? It was 10 years ago now. It was 2001.
You think he's hailed a cab?
In the year 2000, I think he hailed a cab.
Okay.
In the summer even of 2001, I think he hailed a cab. I think it's happened. And he got in, and I don't think he had to pay. Unless it was a Met fan.
Yeah, well, no.
I guess it depends. It
no, just... no. If he got in a cab, he wouldn't pay. No, to answer your question, no, I don't think he'd pay.
You wonder about, like, certain people like that. Because I don't think Roger Federer could pull that off. I don't think, like, Tiki Barton or, like, Adrian Peterson could pull that off. Because they don't have cabs in Minneapolis because it's a cowtown city. I've been there.
Right. And then everything's underneath.
Like, I don't think Mark Burley gets into a cab in Chicago or Alfonso Soriano is paying. They have to charge him extra, probably. Or anyone on the Cubs, in fact. Oh, Carlos Zambrano, you're overpaid.
No.
That'll be extra $6. Anyway.
No.
But yes, I think this...
It's incredibly annoying to see these commercials. For me...
It's a little... as a Yankee fan alone,
yeah.
Can't believe it. You're a captain. El Capitan.
Derek Jeter has an edge. Derek Jeter has an edge. It's like...
Yeah. He gave him one, so we must have it.
Gave it to, like, his illegitimate kid who just turned 16. It's terrible. Terrible.
But, no, he's a... the first commercial we saw was... that was in February, which means he's obviously been working with these people at least for, you say, 4 months prior to that. So what's that? November? December?
October.
October. And he sucked in the postseason. And he was garbage all last year, but everyone was allowed a down year, so interesting.
And he just got injured, so you think this might be, you might hear first, folks, on Beers and Blather.
You heard it here first. We're breaking news. Fuck you, Mike Francesa.
All day. We're taking you on.
We're coming for you, Mike. We're making a pronouncement now, but after this statement, Derek Jeter's career is over.
Derek Jeter's contractual agreement with Ford has effectively ended his reign
as El Capitan.
As El Capitan.
Career 314.
You know, we didn't even go to Bob Shepard's funeral. No Yankee went at all. The benches, the worst part about it was they saved like three benches in the front and not a single player showed up. Derek Jeter especially.
Yeah. Because he was always like, yeah, they've recorded the fuck. They played the recorded version of him saying Derek Jeter.
They still do. He still plays it to this day.
That's actually a little fucked up.
And he's like, as long as I play, you know, Bob Shepard will announce my name. But like, he didn't even go to his fucking funeral.
Was there a game that day?
No, they were. I want to say they were like it was a day in between, like that. I'm sure they probably scheduled it that way.
That's fucking lame.
Isn't that fucking lame?
When was this? Goddamn, really?
Was this last year?
Don't be a cocksucker Alex.
That was last year.
That's fucking right? Lame. That's a little embarrassing, actually.
Yeah, no. I heard that, I was like,
no, you don't have to show up to the broadcaster's funeral, even if it's, you know, if Vin Scully or when Vin Scully dies, I don't expect all the current Dodgers to go and show up.
Derek Jeter should fucking show up.
Like, he should show up.
You know,
a couple older Yankees. That's a little.
Megyn Kelly's probably like, why do you want to go to a funeral of some old guy?
Yeah, who is this guy? Oh, you're right. Yeah, we won't go. Why do you want to go to this? I mean, Friday Night Lights.
So stupid. I don't even understand. All he does is say your name.
All he did was say your name.
He's really old anyways.
He's dead.
He has a dumb last name.
Shepard. Dude, you can't... He'll never score.
No, he spelled it with one P, believe me. I thought I could, you know, rake in on that one. Hey, Uncle Bob, you never knew about old Donnie Boy over here, you know.
Just wait till he's dead and then get into problem. Oh, yeah, I'm related to him.
You're trying to invest in the Pittsburgh Pirates. Never worked out.
Fucking Minka Kelly, making Derek Jeter into a douchebag. That's the conclusion I've jumped to here.
Well,
I'm out of beer though.
Speaking of Minka Kelly and Sweaty Betty,
she never played a girl named Betty, but
I don't know, Sweaty Betty was all right. You know, as you get into it,
you know, I'm down with it.
It definitely lost its banana a little bit.
Yeah, by the third beer, there's really no banana taste anymore.
Maybe it just has to be served at room temperature to taste.
Yeah, you're right. We're drinking colder and colder and making it more delicious to ourselves. So maybe it's supposed to be grosser to be better.
Putting it in that reverse microwave, you know.
That's a genius idea. Don't mention it on the air.
I didn't come up with that. But
oh, I know. I kind of thought I did, but I want to invent one.
Everyone's thought of it, though. Like, it would just be, yeah, come on. You know, so, like, pizza's a little too hot.
Yeah, he's like, nah, I just want to throw this in there for 10 seconds. I guess. Fuck you, Frisky Chicken.
Yes, and once of all, we could not do it without Frisky Chicken on the other side of the glass. All
right, well, I guess that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next time with even more awesomeness. And we have a guest for you.
We'll have a guest. Check us out, Beers and Blather on iTunes.
We're there. We're on iTunes. That's right. We're on iTunes. Beersandblather.wordpress.com.
Just got off the phone with Steve Jobs.
He gave me a quick blowy, and I decided I'd roll with him. Said he was a huge listener. Once Bill again, Gates.
We'd like to thank the millions of listeners we have out there. We couldn't have done it without you.
Come on. You are what we do.
check us out at Filthy Grab Bag on Twitter.
At Filthy Grab Bag. It's an @ ET for all you.
And at Mysterious Thunderhorse @ SexyManLove.com. What?
Someone should really buy that.
Wrong email address.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Beers and Blender. I'm Merritt Rolfing.
Don Shepard.
Rock and roll, baby. See you next week. What?